What is up? Greetings, friends. Welcome to Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne and psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a divine system, it's a healing system, it is a regenerating system, it heals and renews itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call this divine healing system a miracle, it really is nothing more than business as usual. It's just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you're dealing with a health challenge that you want help with, we are here for you on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261. We welcome your calls. Try to get on board early. The phone lines do fill up quickly, and I like to get as many calls in as possible, and it is first come, first serve at 855-660-4261. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products that you hear us talk about on The Bright Side, including my personal favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder that you add to water and drink, you can check out my website, brightsideben.com. Take a look at the shopping cart. We've got the Beyond Tangy Tangerine up, as well as all the longevity products that you hear advertised and recommended on The Bright Side at brightsideben.com. You can also call The Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. And if you want to join The Bright Side Ben team, you can click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. You can also talk to the folks on the phone team at 866-735-2470, and they can tell you all about how you can make some money, how you can save some money on your taxes, how you can get your products at the wholesale price, your longevity products at the wholesale price for a one-time $10 fee. So give them a shout at 866-735-2470 or check us out on the website brightsideben.com. You can also take a look at our blog, pharmacistben.com. We update it regularly with news stories as well as posts. I think the last post I did was last couple were on stress and anxiety, and that's all up at pharmacistben.com. All right. Thanks for joining us once again on The Bright Side. We're going to finish talking about sulfur today, one of the most fundamental minerals. It's one of the big six minerals in the body, along with carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, and phosphorus. The big six minerals in the body make up 98% of our bodies. 98% of our bodies is made up of six minerals. How cool is that? Six little minerals make up most of our body. Basically, just 98% of us anyway. It's just a mobile form of carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, and phosphorus, and sulfur. Sulfur, I call sulfur the activator. Carbon is the rock. Hydrogen is the canvas upon which all of creation is painted upon. Nitrogen is the workhorse. Oxygen is the fuel. Phosphorus is the electricity. And sulfur is the activator. For the last month, we've been talking about this really, really cool mineral in terms of its hardening properties, its energizing properties, its activating properties. This activating property is called sulfation, and it's used by the body to turn inactive molecules into supermolecules, or less active molecules into supermolecules. It's kind of like a magic energy pill. Sulfur is like a magic energy pill. I remember I used to watch this cartoon called Underdog. Maybe you heard of this. Underdog. Underdog was a mild-mannered little pooch, and he would take a magic energy pill, he'd become a superhero. That's kind of what sulfur is. It's a magic energy pill that turns proteoglycans into super immune fighters. Proteoglycans are little sugar molecules, and you know they're kind of important, but when they get sulfated, when they get a little piece of sulfur attached to them, they get activated, and they become super molecules, super immune molecules. Same is true about humble little amino acids. Not so humble, perhaps. perhaps, but once they get a little piece of sulfur attached to them, they become super amino acids, super building substances, and sulfated amino acids are probably, among anyway, the most important of the amino acids. Sulfur is like fire. In the Bible and in ancient history, sulfur was called burnstone or brimstone. It can be thought of as a primordial version of oxygen with which it shares many properties. Sulfur and oxygen on the periodic table are located right next to each other. Sulfur is just underneath oxygen, and whenever elements on the periodic table are right next to each other, that implies a certain similarity. And indeed, just like we use oxygen for fuel, the first life forms on Earth use sulfur the way we use oxygen. Even today, there's bacteria that live without oxygen, and they use sulfur instead for energy and for respiration. Sulfur is super electrical. It provides energy and activity for processes in the body. Sulfur makes things happen. Along with phosphorus, sulfur is a cell's most important electrically active element. Phosphorus and sulfur represent the electrical energy that sustains every cell in the body and produces every last molecule that the body makes. Sulfur upregulates everything, which means deficiencies, which are unfortunately very common, can be significant and unfortunate. So many things I want to talk about when it comes to sulfur. It's hard to know where to stop. We've been talking about sulfur now for 3 weeks, and there's still stuff that I want to say about sulfur. For example, there's an important relationship between cholesterol and sulfur. Sulfur activates cholesterol, just like sulfur activates proteoglycans and amino acids. Sulfur activates cholesterol. It turns cholesterol into sulfur cholesterol, and it helps sulfated cholesterol, or cholesterol sulfate as it's technically known, travel through the blood more effectively. Cholesterol sulfate turns on the fatty material in skin to keep your skin nice and moist and soft. Cholesterol sulfate helps make the skin barrier. Cholesterol sulfate kills bacteria. Cholesterol, plain old cholesterol, can't do these things. According to Dr. Stephanie Seneff, S-E-N-E-F-F, she's a biochemist from MIT who studies sulfur, Dr. Seneff believes that vitamin D that the skin makes in response to the sun interacts with sulfur more readily than regular or food vitamin D or supplemental vitamin D, and this makes sun vitamin D or sun-derived vitamin D more powerful than food vitamin D or supplemental vitamin D. Dr. Seneff has written a whole bunch of articles on vitamin D and cholesterol and its relationship to sulfur, and she also considers that sulfur deficiency is an important nutritional problem, an important problem when it comes to heart disease, an important problem when it comes to obesity, and when you understand how important sulfur is, this makes perfect sense. We had Dr. Kilmer McCulley on last year. Some of you guys may remember that. Dr. McCulley said the same thing, basically. He said that there's a lot of research, and some of the research that he's done shows that sulfur deficiencies, which are basically deficiencies in animal protein. Remember, animal protein is your main and best sources of sulfur amino acids for building. Dr. McCulley says that vegetarianism and lack of sulfur amino acids are related to heart failure and heart disease, both of which are epidemic, and both of which, heart disease and congestive heart failure and heart problems in general, all of these kinds of health problems have gone up as sulfur deficiency has increased as well. So sulfur deficiency, according to Dr. McCulley, is linked to problems with the heart, congestive heart failure, and heart disease, etc. So if you're dealing with any of these problems, you may want to consider getting yourself on a good sulfur supplement. When you think of sulfur, think growth, think repair, think energy, think detoxification. Sulfur is really important for the liver's main detoxification processes. Think connective tissue. And remember, almost all of the autoimmune diseases that we're dealing with in this country, which are epidemic, like a lot of diseases are based in connective tissue problem, and sulfur is a key mineral when it comes to connective tissue health. Think sulfur, think youth, think anti-aging, think solidity, think health. We'll come back with more good information. I'll tell you about a really neat form of sulfur. It's called DMSO. We'll come back from this break.
Hey, Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right. One that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only. Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for being here, folks. We are here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, talking about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, and the beautiful, divine nature of the human body. If you're dealing with a health challenge, understand, for the most part, if it's a degenerative, chronic disease, a breakdown disease, it is reversible. And I'm talking diabetes, I'm talking autoimmune diseases, I'm talking whatever, because it's in the body's nature to heal. You don't have to be condemned to your health challenge, and you certainly don't have to be condemned to toxic, poison, nasty prescription drugs. And I'm telling you this as a registered pharmacist, which I have been since 1986. If you're on a prescription drug now, if you're dealing with a health challenge now, please understand that it is reversible. The body can turn on a dime, but you got to turn on a dime as well, and it can all begin with a good nutritional supplement program like the one designed by Doc Wallach and all the folks at Youngevity. You can give us a shout today at 855-660-4261. We can tell you about it, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or you can head over to my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join the Team link, and somebody will get back to you with information about how you can start yourself a longevity business or just get your products at the wholesale price for a one-time $10 fee. All right, so let's finish up with a couple of things about sulfur. If you had any digestive impairment, you may not be absorbing sulfur effectively. You can get sulfur in foods like eggs, whey. If you're looking for non-animal sources, wheat germ is a good source of sulfur, cruciferous vegetables, beans, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, these are all good sources. Onions and garlic are really good sources of sulfur. And food sources are always going to be your best sources. I'm not crazy about the idea of supplementation. It's just something we have to do. If you can get your nutrition from food, you always want to go with food because food contains cofactors that improve the utilization and absorption of nutrition, of nutrients. But these days, because of over-farming, it's just not possible. Especially with sulfur, because plants use sulfur just like we do. Plants love sulfur as much as we do. Plants enjoy and take advantage and exploit the energizing properties of sulfur just like we do. So sulfur tends to be depleted from the soil. The more plants, the more farming that occurs in the soil, the more depleted that soil is going to be of sulfur. And animal sources are always going to be your best sources. Animals concentrate the sulfur that they get from foods. You're going to have to eat a lot of beans and a lot of broccoli and a lot of cabbage to get the same kind of sulfur value that you get from animal foods, especially whey and egg. Now, if you have any digestive problems, you may not be absorbing your sulfur. If you don't have a gallbladder, it's possible your sulfur absorption may suffer. If you got liver problems, bile problems, any inflammation of the intestinal lining, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, you may not be absorbing your sulfur. If you have any digestive impairment, consider grinding up your veggies, grinding up your broccoli and your Brussels sprouts, crushing up your onions and your garlic. Use smoothies. Make sure you're using digestive enzymes. Use probiotics. Use bile salts, lecithin, apple cider vinegar. All of these can improve your absorption of sulfur. Always use butter and oil with your veggies to help draw out the minerals and draw out the phytonutrients and the oils as well. The fatty substances in your vegetables. Make juices, make soups. These are all ways that you can improve mineral absorption in general and sulfur absorption specifically. It's another really interesting subject when it comes to sulfur, and involves amalgam illness. The book entitled Amalgam Illness by Dr. Andrew Cutler, C-U-T-L-E-R. Amalgam illness, by the way, is a mercury toxicity from mercury fillings. Dr. Cutler talks about the problem with mercury and sulfur-rich foods. There's two major forms of dietary sulfur. You've got sulfur amino acids. Those are found in meat and seafood and dairy and eggs. And then you have a second form of food sulfur called thiols. Thi in chemistry always refers to sulfur. Thiamine, methionine, glutathione. And these thiol sulfurs can react with mercury and cause a kind of weird mood disorders and problems sleeping. If you eat sulfur-containing foods and you find that you're getting manic or excitable or you have problems sleeping or you get depressed or fatigued for anywhere from 4 to 7 days after you eat your sulfur foods, and you also have mercury fillings, you may be dealing with this thiol-induced mercury toxicity that Dr. Cutler talks about. And Dr. Cutler recommends laying off thiols for a week, and that includes supplements like NAC, NAC, and MSM, and alpha-lipoic acid, all of which have thiols in them. Dr. Cutler recommends laying off these thiols, and the effects do last a few days after you ingest them. And then he says, get your sulfur from meat and seafood, and that means vegetarians are going to have a little problem. If you're a vegetarian and you want to do this, get yourself some supplemental methionine, or something called SAM-E, which is a really neat methionine or sulfur supplement. And then lay off your thiols for a week and see if your mood stabilizes. If it does, chances are you're dealing with this mercury toxicity. All right, gosh, there's so much I want to talk about. I want to finish talking about I wanted to finish talking about sulfur today, but I guess I probably won't. Let me just talk a little bit about DMSO, because I love this stuff, and I've been using it in my practice for many, many years. I got a bunch of it I ordered. It's hard to find DMSO. I ordered a bunch of it a few years back, and I still have some left, and we use it to treat arthritis in my pharmacy. DMSO is a liquid substance. It's very similar to MSM, which is supplemental sulfur, the main form of sulfur, of supplemental sulfur. DMSO stands for dimethyl sulfoxide. Its chemical structure, and chemistry is all about structure. Chemistry is all about patterns. It's all about shape. It's all about the position of various atoms in a chemical structure. And the chemical structure of DMSO, man, that is just a thing of beauty. It is spectacularly symmetrical. It is almost perfectly symmetrical from a shape perspective, and this really amazing structure, this beautiful structure, makes DMSO one of the most multifunctional, non-toxic, therapeutic molecules in all of medicinal chemistry, in all of medicinal / nutritional chemistry. And this is probably one of the reasons why the FDA hates this stuff so much, and it's one of the main reasons why most of you guys, most people, really haven't heard of DMSO. The literature on DMSO is absolutely amazing. For me, as a pharmacist, the most important thing about DMSO is that you get all of these benefits in a non-toxic format. DMSO can be stuck right into your blood. It's given intravenously. It can be taken orally. It can be used topically. It can be used right in your bladder. I'll tell you about that here. Probably tomorrow we'll talk about that. For a while, there were some rumors going around that implied there was some eye toxicity from DMSO. Those have been pretty much dispelled. Veterinarians use DMSO on horses. They'll inject it intravenously, according to Dr. Stanley Jacobs, who is considered the father of DMSO and the father of DMSO therapy. You can eat the stuff. And he's been taking a teaspoon of DMSO every day for over 30 years. He's never had a cold or flu the entire time. This is from his book entitled DMSO. Neat book if you're interested in learning more about this stuff. Most important benefit for DMSO, or the most well-known benefit for DMSO, is its effectiveness for treating something called interstitial cystitis. Interstitial cystitis is an extremely painful urinary tract condition, similar to a bladder infection, similar to UTI, but it's chronic. You have it all the time. It's like a super UTI, and it doesn't involve bacteria, it just involves inflammation. And even the FDA agrees that DMSO therapy is one of the main forms of treatment for this interstitial cystitis, this very unpleasant bladder condition. All right, we're coming back with more good information. I'll tell you a little bit more about DMSO. We'll take your phone calls at 855-660-4261. Got a couple lines open for you. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on GCN.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. Christian by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our number is 855-660-4261. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, you can head over to brightsideben.com or call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. So, we've been talking about sulfur for a couple of weeks. This is all as it regards connective tissue and building connective tissue. Osteoporosis is connective tissue problem, or bone is connective tissue. And so many people just think, oh gosh, I want to take calcium for my bones. Your doctor will probably tell you to take calcium from your bones. You see it on commercials. You see it in the mainstream press and the mainstream media. But it's just so much more than taking a supplement or taking a pill or taking calcium to build connective tissue and to build bones. You got to reduce inflammation. You got to keep your diet clean. You do have to supplement. And one of the most important supplements for all of connective tissue is sulfur. And there's just so much to say. There's no way I could finish talking about all the things I want to talk about sulfur. We haven't talked about sulfur and bile You can't make bile without sulfur. We haven't talked about sulfur and autism. You know, a lot of folks think that autism may be related to problems with sulfur. We haven't talked about sulfur and obesity. We haven't talked about one of the neatest forms of sulfur, which is something called SAMe, which stands for S-adenosylmethionine. And I don't know that I'm going to get to talking about all this, but I will be writing about all this stuff on my blog at pharmacistben.com. In fact, I'll try to make a couple of posts at least on one or two of these interesting subjects when it comes to sulfur. I did want to finish talking about DMSO today. That's not going to happen. We'll do that tomorrow. And then we'll start talking about, I got to say, it is my favorite vitamin. It's really important for bone health. It's important for skin health. It's important for the immune system. It's called vitamin A, and it's A for a reason. A because it's probably the most important of all the vitamins. There's a lot of things about vitamin A that I bet you didn't know. Vitamin A is very important topically. It's hard to absorb. There's a neat relationship between vitamin A and zinc. We'll be spending quite a bit of time on vitamin A. And keep in mind, vitamin A, because it's so important for connective tissue, is really important for bone health. And when did your doctor tell you about that? When did your doctor tell you, make sure you're getting enough vitamin A for your osteoporosis? Probably never. But we'll be covering that. Hopefully we'll start talking about that tomorrow. And then tomorrow I also want to talk a little bit about this study that came out over the weekend, or maybe at the end of last week, about omega-3 fatty acids. I've been getting a lot of emails and Facebooks about from folks wanting me to comment on this research that says says omega-3s, people who had high levels of omega-3s were more likely to suffer from certain forms of cancer. And I'll tell you why that's just stupidity and why you do want to be supplementing, in my opinion anyway, with omega-3 fatty acids as well as omega-6 fatty acids. The balance is very important. And it's also important for osteoporosis. We're going to be getting to that hopefully sometime soon anyway. Omega-3s and omega-6s when it comes to building tissue. And I'll be addressing that article, that study that came out over the weekend about omega-3s and cancer. So if you're interested, if you want to hear my take on that, tune in tomorrow. And we'll also continue. We'll finish up talking about sulfur and DMSO. And one of the neatest benefits of DMSO when it comes to your skin. We'll talk about that tomorrow. On the bright side, time to hit our phones. 855-660-4261 is our number. Ed in Texas. Welcome to the bright side. What's up, buddy?
I went to the VA for some routine treatment, and then I had my blood lab as well as the other normal routine things, and the doctor said I had a high platelet count, and then she ordered three more blood labs, and now they want me to have a biopsy from.
Oh, please, man. Are you, do you have any symptoms? They want to go in your bone marrow, right? I'm telling you, man, don't let them do it, first of all. Secondly, do you have any symptoms, anything going on, any health conditions?
Nothing. I'm eating vegetables. No.
Pay no attention
sugar,
to that nonsense. If you're asymptomatic, here's the deal with high platelets. Platelets involve blood clotting. High platelet count. And do you know what it was, by the way? What your platelet count was?
No, they didn't. She didn't tell me. But she's a PA, and I know they're busy over there, and they send you appointments without calling you in first to tell you about stuff. But they've been good to me so far, but then this other stuff just came in the last week, and I had some vacation planned for this week. So I went ahead and canceled the bone marrow thing.
That's unbelievable. Well, here's the thing, Ed. Go ahead.
They had me scheduled for a ultrasound scan on my liver and spleen.
Oh my God. Here's the deal. First of all, it's not uncommon for people to have high platelet counts, because how do you know what a high platelet count is? Who do you think establishes what a high platelet count is? Nobody knows what good platelet count is or a bad platelet count is. They just have a sort of normal reference, and if it's higher than the normal reference, they tell you it's high. Now, if you're asymptomatic, it's probably not going to be a problem, and doctors will tell you, well, high platelet counts are not uncommon, and the reason it's not uncommon is because they're making it up out of whole cloth. They're creating it. They're creating a disease state. They're creating business for themselves. You see how ridiculous this model is, Ed? They make the stuff up. How do they know it's high? Well, they just arbitrarily decide what normal is, and then if it's not, if it's higher than this arbitrary number, they tell you it's high, and then they want to treat you. And they want to treat you with a bone biopsy of all things. That's where they take out bone tissue. They take out some of your bone marrow. They literally go into your bones and scrape out some of your marrow. This is not just a routine procedure. So, first of all, if you're asymptomatic, you know, I wouldn't be worrying about it. Second of all, platelets, because they involve blood clotting, become elevated when the body wants to clot, when the blood wants to clot. And as we've said many times in this program, blood clotting is part of the generic stress response. When the body feels like it needs to clot, when the blood feels like it needs to clot, when factors in the clotting factors in the blood are elevated, it's an indication of some kind of stress that's getting into the body. I'm not talking now necessarily about emotional stress or mental stress. You've got to think physical stress. Okay, so if your platelets are high, and again, we don't know if they're high, but if they are, you want to look for something that's getting into your body that's activating this generic stress response, and almost always you're going to find that it has to do with food. Now, it could also be a lack of oxygen, anoxia or hypoxia, low levels of blood oxygen. And so a couple of things that you want to do is, number one, as always, look for digestive symptoms. If you have any bowel movement problems, gas, heartburn, and don't assume you don't, you got to look closely, you got to pay attention, because these things go under the radar. Especially if they've been long-standing, we get used to them. So pay attention to digestive symptoms. Pay attention to heartburn, bloating, gas, diarrhea, constipation, pain, cramping, bloating, all that kind of stuff. And then link the symptoms to foods and eliminate those foods. Secondly, start to patch up the digestive system with probiotics. Get on the nightly essence from Youngevity. Use the Z-Radical. The Z-Radical is wonderful for coating the digestive system. You can use noni juice. You can use aloe to help coat the digestive system. Get on digestive enzymes. Use lecithin. Use apple cider vinegar. And then practice deep breathing techniques. Oxygenation is one of the best ways to reduce the stress response and to reduce the clotting response. And Ed, my friend, you're crazy if you let them carve into your bone and do a bone biopsy simply because they say that your platelets are high. Does that help, buddy? You want to hang on, or does that help you?
Yeah, I'll hang on.
Okay, hang on. I'll tell you a couple more things. And we'll try to get to all our callers. 855-660-4261 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben talking to Ed in Texas about high platelet count. That's kind of hard to say. Blood clotting problems. And Ed, you're asymptomatic. You don't have anything wrong, correct?
Right. I'm eating vegetarian. No.
Well, no, it doesn't matter what you're eating. I'm talking symptoms. No digestive issues, no breathing problems.
No.
All right.
No.
So here's a couple things for you. First of all, a biopsy, a bone marrow biopsy, as you know, they stick a needle in your bone and they pull out some bone marrow to check on your clotting factors, et cetera, and check how your blood is doing. Red blood cells are made in bone marrow. But why would you have an invasive procedure done that's painful and unpleasant, and why would you want to deal with a doctor for something that's asymptomatic, where you don't have a problem? Get yourself, as I was saying before the break, first of all, elevated platelets or blood clotting problems, too much clotting, thick blood, is a classic sign of a stress response. It can mean that something's getting into your blood inappropriately, and that always means a digestive issue. If you're pretty sure you don't have any digestive symptoms, probably that's not the case. Hypoxia, low levels of oxygen can do it. Practice deep breathing techniques. Get the app that I'm always talking about, the bio-breathing app. If you have a smartphone, make sure you're deep breathing regularly. Exercise, that can improve deep breathing. That can improve the circulatory system. It can improve lymphatic circulation. They're all great ways to keep your blood moving effectively. And then last but most certainly not least, get yourself on some blood-thinning nutrition like vitamin E, which is probably the most important of the blood-thinning nutrients. Anybody dealing with clotting problems, 400, actually everybody, but especially if you're dealing with platelets or blood clotting issues, 400 international units of vitamin E is your best bet. Use mixed tocopherols. That's always a better form if you can find them. And then also omega-3 fatty acids can also have some blood-thinning properties. We'll be talking a little bit about that tomorrow, too. So, and then more water. More water is a great blood-thinning strategy, and it's really underappreciated as well. Most of us are dehydrated. One of the first signs or the classic signs of dehydration is clotting, thick blood, and it's certainly elevated platelets can be caused by a low blood volume. So drinking water, a lot more water, can also be helpful. Okay, Ed?
Yeah, what was that you said right after probiotics? You said Z radicals and digestive enzymes, but you said something else right after probiotics.
Did I say lecithin, bile salts, B-I-L-E, bile salts, ultimate enzymes, okay. Digestive enzymes, apple cider vinegar, lecithin, Z-radical. Those are all ways that you can patch up the digestive system. Glutamine powder can also be helpful. Bone soup can be helpful. All the connective tissue strategies, connective tissue building strategies we've been talking about for the last couple of months, those can also be helpful.
Okay, right, I'll keep listening.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. I wish we had more time to talk, but got to move on. Rob in Texas, what's going on, buddy?
Hello?
Rob.
Yeah. Rob? Oh, hey. Can I disconnect for a second? Hey, okay. Ben, just wanted to thank you for writing that article on PTSD.
Oh, Rob. Grunt hey. Work.
Yeah, and Gruntworks got it on Facebook, and they're sending it off to all the other Army Facebook pages for the
nice.
To read it. And,
thank you.
And that was it, just to call in and
thank you, Rob.
Say thanks for taking personal time to do it.
Thank you so much, Robert. Be good, man. Nice to talk to you.
Yep.
Have a beautiful
you
day,
too.
Buddy.
Bye.
God bless. Okay, that's Robert. Robert Young asked me to write an article on PTSD on my blog and I posted it last week. I wrote a couple articles on anxiety yesterday. If you're interested, check out my blog at pharmacistben.com. Jim in California, what is up? Welcome to The Bright Side.
Jim? Are you? Am I on?
Yes, sir. What's up, man? We only got a few minutes.
Okay, my problem is that I use a CPAP machine, and
okay.
My pulse oximeter, actually I got a recording one, shows that my oxygen is great all night long, never drops below 94. Then when I wake up in the morning, I feel short of oxygen, like my head is all fogged up.
All right. Well, you might
not get more cells to my.
How do you get
body?
More going in the blood? It sounds like you have some inflammation going on. Something is blocking the flow. You may have oxygen in the blood, but it's not moving around. Do you have diabetes or any other? You must have some kind of health condition going on, correct?
No diabetes. I don't take any medication.
Nobody.
No, I don't
you're,
have anything.
Okay. All right. Well, a couple of things. You may want to start forcing that circulatory system to move by getting some exercise. Get yourself on a little rebounder. If you have anything blocking the flow of blood, blocking the movement of blood, that can cause a little bit of dizziness. You may also have some adrenal problems. Get some Celtic sea salt. Put a little a teaspoon or a couple teaspoons in a glass of water and sip on it. Do you find yourself craving salty foods or salt at all?
Salt, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's a sign that the adrenal glands are a little bit messed up, and that can cause some blood pressure problems, and that will definitely cause some dizziness, especially first thing in the morning. So if I were you, I'd start focusing on adrenal health using salt water, a teaspoon of Celtic sea salt and water, sip on it until it doesn't taste good to you anymore, and then lay off, and then go back to it when you crave salt again. High doses of vitamin C can be very helpful for the adrenal glands. Making sure that you're actually practicing deep breathing techniques can also be important, as we were talking to the last caller. And you may not have diabetes, but you still may have some blood sugar problems, and that can also compromise the way blood circulates. So try to stay away from sugary sweet foods, especially if you find yourself craving them, and replace your calories derived from bread and pastas and oatmeal and rice and potatoes and desserts and that kind of stuff, fruit juice and Coke. Try to replace those calories with protein and with essential fatty acids. Again, omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin E both have some nice blood-thinning properties that will keep the circulatory system moving. So focus on the movement of blood and focus on the adrenal glands. And as always, get yourself on a good liquid nutritional supplement program like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine if you want a nice supplement. That's a great way to get some nutrients in a very easy-to-absorb fashion. Again, as we always say on The Bright Side, if you have any digestive issues, those need to be addressed as well. I hope we helped you, Jim, but just got to move on. I've got a bunch of calls I want to get to. Ralph in New York, what's up, buddy?
How you doing there, Ben? Thank you for taking my call. We spoke recently, the 27th of June, and I stated that I had psoriasis and it went away. And I was not allergic to chicken and eggs.
Well, hang tight. It went away after. Hang tight, Ralph. It went away after you did what we said, or it just went away on its own?
It went away. I stopped having any dairy and any chicken for a long period of time, and then I started introducing eggs.
Uh-huh.
And when I had eggs, like let's say 3 times a week,
yeah.
It started coming back up again.
Interesting.
And then I waited a while, and then I did it again for once, and didn't show up. Then I waited a while again, did it twice per week, maybe like had a Tuesday, then I had a Thursday. Then it started coming up again.
Okay.
Is that because I'm allergic to it?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it could definitely be an allergy. It could be an intolerance, which is slightly different from an allergy. But either way, it sounds like it is related to the eggs. Here's the thing on eggs. Sometimes people will react to cooked eggs, but they won't react to raw eggs, and sometimes the other way around. Sometimes people will react to poached eggs, and they won't react to scrambled eggs. So eggs are such a valuable food. In my opinion, it's worth your while to start experimenting a little bit with the different forms of eggs. Try doing some raw eggs, see if that helps. And then also try using your eggs with digestive enzymes. If it is a problem processing the eggs, then digestive enzymes may help, and also apple cider vinegar or betaine, HCl can help. Those are both ways of helping your body make stomach acid or duplicating stomach acid, and that can help with processing of egg protein. See if all of these things help, because it would be a shame for you not to be able to use eggs. If you can't use eggs, you can't. But it's really neat that you see the connection between the digestive system and the skin. This is a connection that most people don't recognize. Certainly most doctors don't recognize it, but it's really nice that you as a patient can observe visually that when you eat certain foods, your skin breaks out, and it could be psoriasis or egg. In your case, it's psoriasis, but it could be acne, it could be eczema, it could be dermatitis, it could be anything. There is an intimate relationship between the digestive system, foods, and the skin and skin health issues, and it's always gratifying to me when I hear a patient or I hear somebody actually observe this for themselves. So try different forms of eggs. Try using digestive support with your eggs and see if that makes a difference. Okay, Ralph?
Yeah, I'll ask you one more question.
Sure.
The next thing is also the chicken. When I have organic, I don't have the symptoms of slight puffy skin. But when I don't have organic,
that's interesting.
I get it. It's very, very interesting. And what gets me is if I have it, even if I have organic and I have it, let's say, twice or three times a week, I still get it. A slight. Also,
okay.
The same thing with the eggs. I'm assuming that it is an allergic reaction to those things, and I am using the apple cider vinegar, which does help a lot. I just want to make sure that, since I know I can't have dairy, period, is this something else I have to add to my list?
I would say yes, sir. And the fact that you have psoriasis when you eat this kind of stuff is actually a good thing, because if you didn't have the psoriasis, you still may be getting the damage inside your body and just not knowing it. So use your psoriasis as a diagnostic tool. It's better than a doctor for diagnosis. You can diagnose yourself. Ralph, I got to move on, buddy. You can call back tomorrow. You can shoot me an email. We left you on hold. I really apologize. I wish we had more time to get to everybody, but we just only have an hour, and that's how it goes. Try to call back tomorrow. Tell our call screener that we left you on hold, and we'll get you first up. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thank you guys for listening. Tomorrow we'll continue finish up talking about sulfur, and then I'll address that article that came out over the weekend about omega-3 cancer, and maybe begin to touch on vitamin A and osteoporosis and connective tissue. That's all the time we have for today. Take care, everybody. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately. quickly.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.